This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 66 for Tuesday, August 27th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
That's a whole lot of numbers.
66, 27, 2013.
Yeah, that's just confusing.
It's our 66th podcast.
Okay. Let's ink it up, baby.
Ink it up.
I love that. I think I want that on my tombstone. Let's ink it up.
Let's ink it up on your tombstone.
Or I drank ink, and then everybody will wonder if that's what killed me. I don't really drink it. I just tasted it once. All right,
just
twice.
Once, we got a bad rep for it.
Twice. The Penman was nasty. Oh, it was really
probably,
gross.
Probably moldy.
No, it wasn't. It was just really very bitter. Hello, Maryland. All right.
Hello, Maryland,
so.
Yeah. So it's, again, hot and toasty here.
Oh, man, I'm so glad it rained, so at least it's not like 87.
Yeah, it's 85 now.
No, it's in the 70s downstairs.
Well, yeah, down in the bay. I told you, you could have done it from the pen room.
No, that's okay.
No, okay.
I'd rather, you know, complain about it up here.
You'd rather suffer with me?
Yeah. Because I didn't suffer with you the other day.
Yeah, so, all right, let's just jump right in this, right? So
I did a really stupid thing.
No, hang on.
Yes, hang yes, on. I did.
you got to back it up, like, about a week?
No, and, let's just go with that. I did a stupid thing. I should never leave you unsupervised.
Well, we got notice from Susan Worth on the Zoss list about an auction taking place down by south of here that was for a friend of ours who is a big time pen collector.
Yeah, it takes a lot to outbid Brian on a pen.
And you wouldn't, unless you're, most people probably don't know this guy, so there's no need to mention who it was, but he was a big time collector. He always outbid me on these stinking auctions. In fact, he's the one who outbid me on the 51 Red Band demonstrator a couple of years ago. But he was moving to be near his daughter in California and his family, so he decided he couldn't take all the stuff with him, so he's going to have an auction.
Yep.
So
can
he
I say
hires
big ass on there. It was a big ass auction.
It was a big ass auction. Yeah, big ass.
I should not have let you go alone.
Well, okay, now we had no idea, right? We had no idea what was going to happen. Now, and I've been to auctions before, and you get there and it's, you know, it's in a building or whatever, and everything's laid on a table.
There's like four pens, and you waste your
you waste 3 hours, right, to get to the pens. So I get up in the morning. It's on Saturday morning, and thankfully the auction didn't start till 11 o'clock, which is awesome because it's 2.5 hours from the house. So we get up, and we had breakfast.
And I had decided I didn't want to go. I had a bunch of things that I needed to do to get ready for this week, and we were a lot, so I really just kind of wanted a day where I could do some paperwork, I could get ready for school, I could do some laundry, I could do everything I needed to do, and I didn't want to spend the whole frickin' day gone and bored, and I'd get tired and cranky, and
we it was a little tense moment there for a while because there were pictures of what was in the auction.
Yeah,
and
I didn't think you should go. I didn't think you should go. I'll be the first one to say it. I didn't think that you should go, and you know, some of the things that you wanted, I really didn't think that we needed to have.
Need being a subjective term.
Relative term. But, you know, we certainly didn't fight over it, but it was just, I just finally said, you know what, I don't want to fight, so I'm not going to go.
Yeah, there was an understanding, and I knew
I'm
that.
I'm staying home. That was the understanding.
Well, the understanding, I think, was is that if I went beyond my welcome,
your
so to speak, my budget,
yeah,
that I might be sleeping in the garage.
Or the couch.
Or the couch
or, the shed.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so...
Or in the way back.
In the way back. So we get there.
You get there.
I get there, yeah. And actually, one of the main highways had completely been reconstructed, so the GPS had no way... it completely shut off on me. It didn't know where to tell me to go. And so I ended up losing about 15, 20 minutes just trying to find this place. It lost me twice. Finally got to the place. It's in the middle of the country, and it's at his house.
See? Wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant. Except I found a parking spot right in front of the house.
Oh, that's a good
thing. Which I knew was a good thing. Because I had the SUV ready to, with blankets and all sorts of stuff, ready to pile stuff in there.
Yeah.
So we get there. And who do I see, of course? First of all, Susan Wirth and John Martinson are hanging out there looking at stuff. Say hi to them. And David Isaacson was there.
Just for a little while, you said, though.
Yeah, he was there for just a little bit, kind of looked around at some stuff and decided, I think he had just flown in from New York, and he decided he didn't want to be sitting around at an auction for 6 hours. So
can't blame him.
He turned around and went home.
It's called pulling a Lisa.
It's called Boy. So we get there. I get there. I keep saying we. You were there in spirit, honey.
Mm-hmm. I was that voice.
You were that. Like, you were that little thing right here, right?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
All right. So you get there, and there's tons of stuff.
There's tables all the way around the house. There's stuff in the garage. There's stuff in the front yard. I mean, it's crazy, right? So I go look around, and there's Penn stuff everywhere.
Well, man, and it's not just collector.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know, you go to an auction and it's like, you know, lawn ornaments and it's books and it's furniture. This was like three tables of Penn stuff, a fan, three tables of Penn stuff, and jewelry and watches. And then in the garage was Penn stuff and paintings.
Lawnmowers.
Well, yeah, and the back was kind of boring. It was like, for some reason, there were like four lawnmowers and, like, you know, oil and gas and stuff like that. But then in the front, it was like two tables of stuff, and then two tables of Penn stuff, and then two tables of other stuff, and then two tables of Penn stuff, and then desk sets, and then signs, and then Penn. I mean, it was crazy. It was really crazy. There was no way. You couldn't just go for a little bit because you're going to miss out. So. And these guys, they have a truck, and then the auctioneer sits in the back of the truck. They have
little
window.
That's a good job.
Yeah, he sits. He's nice and covered. He's got a little window. He slides open, and then the guy next to him is the guy that's writing down the auction number and then the amount.
So is that so that like nobody can yell at him or throw things at him or?
I don't know.
It just seems weird.
he just rode around in the truck all day.
I want that job. Drive me around.
So now it was nice because Mike Conway was there and he was really helping out, and he was helpful to tell me where the stuff was. He's like, well, you need to go over there. There's a guy over there in suspenders, and he's standing in front of a table, and then that's got some desk sets and some neat stuff. Yeah, the pens are over here. The majority of the pens in slaughter boxes are here. There's some stuff in the garage. So Mike was helping out, telling me where to go, and they pulled the truck in.
I called him, told him to tell you to go home, but
my phone didn't work. It was the strangest thing.
Strangest thing.
So they pulled the truck up to the table. It's kind of on the side of the house, nearest the garage, and it has a bunch of these aluminum cases, cases with glass in them, and they're slaughter boxes. And so the auction starts there, and it's jewelry. Now, we've been to these auctions before, and the one thing that really frightens me about these auctions of this company is one word.
Choice,
right? So
you bid and you bid and you bid, and then at the end they say choice.
You get to pick one, or you can pick as many as you want for that price.
But you don't know that until they say that. So you're bidding, and you don't know if it's the whole slaughter box or if it's just one.
Yeah, so it's frustrating. And I had asked the guy. Now I know all these guys now. I mean, I know I've seen them. I recognize them. I don't remember their names. I think one guy's name is Ed or something like that. But you know, they're fun. They're really fun. They love doing what they do, even though they're on their feet for 7 hours a day. And one of them is clearly past retirement age.
Well, the old dude's funny.
The old dude is funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I asked him in advance. Is it so? You know. I mean, because there's like hundreds of pens here. I said, is this going to be choice? What is the deal here? Because this could take forever. This is huge. This is bigger than any auction we've ever been to. And I'm thinking we're going to do, you know, choice for the first one, and then we're going to auction off the rest of the box, the second one. Okay, well, you know.
Now you got your game plan.
Yeah, at least now I know, right? So we get it out, and then they start doing it by slaughter box. They start right into it, and I'm like, this is awesome. So, but then the pens are going for crazy prices, and I had to, you know, I was kind of walking around, and I met some pen people, and said, well, what are you interested in? And I'm interested in this, and you know, we're trying to, you know, if you really want this, I'm not going to bid on it because, you know, I don't really want it. I'm just bidding on it to bid on it, right? So, I wasn't really interested in the pens, but the pens were going for so cheap, I had to bid. So I ended up walking right away with 5 slaughter boxes of pens, 2 of them Skylines.
See, time to go.
Time to go, right? Goldfield cap Skylines, Stripe cap Skylines, Esterbrooks, just...
Time to go.
All sorts of stuff. So those tables get done. We work our way into the garage where the first high-ticket item for me that I'm interested in is in the garage. Now, there's a number of original pen display cases that I'm particularly interested in.
Big.
Well, you know, this was
this. We're not talking this. We're talking.
Well, the first one wasn't big. Big. In fact, I'm gonna for those that are watching here, I'm gonna share my screen.
It's big.
Well, the first one is not that big.
Let me look at that thing.
So.
It's
there
big.
It is. You see that?
Just fit on its side across the width of our SUV, just barely.
Oh, it was fine. It fit in the back seat.
Well, it's still big.
It's still big.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else did you get?
So, all right, hang on. So we get in there, and then there's also, so that's a Wall Eversharp glass display case. Two, you know,
it's
double
cool.
Double lever. Very, very nice case. Yeah. It's got the etched glass. It says... says on it. You can't see it in the picture, but it says right hand companions, which is kind of cool. So, but there's also a Sanford ink display, and if you've ever seen one of those are really pretty cool. There was a very early 1920s Schaefer self-filling countertop display. There were 4-foot-long Parker lighted glass display cases. One of them was for a 51.
Thank God you didn't bring those home.
You know, and I almost bought them because they went for now. Keep in mind these are big. These are big. They're 4 or 5 feet long. They're lighted. They're huge. They're all glass and metal.
Huge
things, right? And they went for $15 a piece. You're not impressed.
No, they're huge.
Well, unfortunately, I had not asked because, you know, like I said, we knew this guy, and I asked him later. I said, well, you know, if I buy too much stuff, can I just leave it at your house and come back and pick it up tomorrow? Because I don't know how I'm gonna fit some of this stuff in my truck or in the SUV. So I miss out on the Sanford ink case. It goes to another collector who's interested in the Sanfords. I get the wall case. I miss out on the Schaefer case was really cool. You'd have loved it. And then it kind of goes on, and then it kind of goes around the back. So I decided I'm going to have lunch. And, of course, I call my bride.
To tell me what he bought.
Well, you know, and it was all right. So
yeah.
I had lunch, and then it gets around to the front where there's some really interesting stuff. There's pewter. And there was a lot of Parker memorabilia here. In fact, at the auction, there was a number of people that were either former employees. In fact, one of I got to hang around with two people I had never met before who were collectors. One of them, his wife was there. She was a 25-year Parker employee. Really cool to hear stories about how they would go in the back on Friday afternoons, and that's when Parker would take all their stuff and they would throw it in the trash. So literally, you could go back and dig out of the trash pens that you wanted. You could buy pens.
Oh my God. Dumpster diver.
Right. And apparently there was like one day a month or something they could go in and they could buy pens for like a quarter from Parker. I don't know. It was crazy. So I'm hanging out with these guys, and eventually, you know, we just start saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm not interested in this. I really want this case. And there were pewter serving set. There were glass bowls with the Parker logo on it. I picked up some original Parker employee newsletters, which are interesting. They don't have much about pens in there, but it's more about, you know, the 25-year employee and recipes and some interesting stuff. And I did bring home something for you.
You did.
You want to show it?
So Brian brought me Parker. So he tells me on the phone, all right, so I got this, and I got this, and I got this, and I only spent this much, and I got Parker. I think we're just going to strap him to the front of the car, and he's just going to travel with us.
Parker the bear.
Parker the bear.
Well, you know, I mean, and a lot of this stuff, they realized there's so much stuff going on at this auction, and normally it's like, okay, you've got a box here, and it's the auction's on this box, and da-da-da-da-da. And eventually they started getting to the point where they knew that this thing was going to take forever. This could take 2 days. So they said, the whole table. Yeah, well, first they'd go, okay, there would be like, there was maybe like 6-7 tables in like a U shape. And they would say, okay, anything on this side, choice. You can take whatever you want for your bid. And then they did it about 3-4 times. And then it was like, okay, they divvied it up and it was one table. Everything on this table goes for this bit, you know, and people were taking home a whole table full of stuff for like $5. And then,
yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the poor guy must have been really kind of pissed off that stuff that he paid more than that for years ago, you know.
Sure.
But he was also under a time crunch. He didn't have the luxury of waiting, putting it on eBay, bringing it to shows for a year.
He was leaving the next day. Getting on the jet plane. So then eventually it was like, okay, everything on these three tables, one bid. I mean, like, you know, you bid $10 and you got whatever you wanted. You got everything. You had no choice. It was a lamp and it was, you know, a Pen World magazine and it was all this crazy stuff. So eventually, you know, and it gets around to the end of the front. Of course, the one thing I really, really, really wanted was almost at the end of the damn auction.
It always works that way.
It always works that way because they started out just in front of it and they're going in a clockwise motion. So, but I did get around and I'll share my screen here. We did manage to pick up a very early
big
Parker. It's not big. Parker Lucky Curve display case. And now by this time I had made it known to someone. And these things are big, right? So not everybody, you know, people want them.
Didn't I just say that? It's big.
So they're big, but people want them, but they have no place to put them. Or they don't have room in their truck or whatever the scenario is. So I just made it known to a couple people. I was like, yeah, I'm really interested in this case. And they go, oh, okay, no big deal. I'm interested in this. I said, yeah, go ahead. I won't bid on it. And so it kind of worked out that way. And so I managed to come home with a Parker Lucky Curve glass case with it's got the etched glass on the inside. It's very cool. And then the piece that I really, really wanted that I almost passed on because I had no idea how I was going to get it in the car was, now I admit this one was probably big, was an original Aiken Lambert Mercantile fountain pen display case.
He'd been talking about this thing for like a week and a half. All I heard about was that stupid Aiken case, and he brings it home, and it's freaking huge.
Okay, and what do we say? They held two and a half slaughter boxes wide. Both of them hold two and a half slaughter boxes wide by three deep. So What is that?
Big.
So they hold about approximately, if my math is correct, 96 pens each case.
They hold a lot of pens. I don't care.
Right, so I took a picture of the two of them next to each other, which unfortunately do not fit downstairs in the pen room. And so here they are.
Yeah.
The one on the left here in the image. With the more plain bottom, that's the Parker Lucky Curve fountain pen case. It's got a couple of slaughter boxes in there, and the one on the right with the more wood involved, I guess is a bad way to put it, but that's the Aiken Lambert case. The bottom part actually was custom made for the case, and actually there's a door on the back. Actually, it was on the front when I originally picked it up, but there's two screws that hold the top on. But I flipped it around to the back because I thought it was a better presentation. And they're about the same height. They're
big.
They're about, I don't know, maybe 4.5 feet tall, maybe? Is that about right?
They're big.
Here's the progression of things, right? So, first I got the Wall Eversharp case, and I'm like, okay, great. And I helped the guy who outbid me on the Sanford case to get the case to his car, and then he helped me take the Wall Eversharp case to the Acura. So I got it in the back seat, and then I got the Parker display case, and I got someone else to help me with that. And then by the time
Did you get the guy who just had hernia surgery to help you?
Yeah, I really felt bad. I wasn't thinking. I mean, you know, John doesn't, you know, he snapped back, you know, like that. And in the middle of carrying this heavy, heavy thing into the car, he's like, oh, yeah, my hernia doctor probably wouldn't want me doing this. So got it in the car. That's fine. And, actually, you know what I didn't mention is we got to the desk set.
Yeah, somebody asked about desk sets. You got some.
So, okay.
Because you needed more.
Now, all the time I'm joking with these guys, these two guys.
Lisa's going to kill me.
My wife is going to kill me. And they're like, oh, no, you need to, you know. And Susan had made it clear that there were a couple of desk sets that she wanted.
Get in her way.
Yeah, I said, that's fine. You know, I'm really not interested in any of this. But, you know, I mean, if no one's bidding, I'm going to bid if the price is right. So there's seven tables of desk sets, literally. I mean, no joke. Actually, there was.
It's crazy.
There were three, and then the other side of the U.
Who needs that many desk sets?
Were Parker, bad Parker desk display sets. Stuff, you know, the signs and stuff. Yeah. So, and of course, hardly any of them had pens. They're mostly bases. But there were three nice desk sets in the bunch. And of course, I won the first one because nobody was bidding, and I just thought it was crazy to let a Wall Eversharp green and bronze.
Dork.
Desk set.
Is it a Doric?
It's not a Doric. It's round, so I don't know if that makes it an equipoise. But matching trumpet, nice big marble base, very pretty. Nobody wanted a bid, and it's got a flexible nib. There's nothing wrong with it. So I paid. I got that one, and then like the bidding just kind of stopped. So the next round it was like $5. I'm like, okay, for $5 I will take the Vacumatic desk set and the Schaefer Jade 46 special desk set for $5. You know, and then it keeps going. So it's,
and then you come home with this big box full
of desks. You know, they start to say, okay, now it's everything on this table. And the bid was $2. It was literally $2. And nobody bit. Nobody went higher than me.
Where's the table?
Well, no, not the table, but it was. Yeah, you thinking that would have been a better deal? I mean, there was like 20 desk sets on this table for $2.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not gonna let that go.
Apparently.
So I came home.
So
came home
you
with
managed.
Sets.
You got everything in the car.
Yeah.
And you finally made it home.
Well, actually, what happened is I had discovered that the Aiken case, actually, because, you know, the original part was on the top, and then the bottom part, the addition, there was two screws that was holding the whole thing together. So we realized we could take that off, and if we shuffled things around, myself and this other collector that was there, we could fit every, we'd play a little Tetris, we could fit everything in the SUV. But for the 2.5 hour ride home, I'd have to hang on to the glass top of the Aiken case with my right hand.
Mm-hmm. which means that there would have been no place for me had I gone.
Yeah, it would have been difficult.
Yeah.
I forget to mention I bought another Parker lighted display case.
Yes, you have three.
A UK lighted display case. So that would make four. Yeah, I picked up four. That's a small tabletop thing. There were some cool things. You know, I mean, this is. I'll just show a couple of real quick things. Like here's a cool little Aiken Lambert. This probably would have been for a magic pencil of sorts or a small retractable dip pen. Aiken Lambert case. There were a couple of nice. There were boxes, literally like the cardboard boxes that you put soda cans in. There were a bunch of those, and those were selling for really, really cheap. And there was a nice hard rubber diamond point in the bunch. And this one, which is particularly interesting to me, and yes, these all have nibs. This is a New York manufacturer. I'm not 100% correct on the pronunciation, but it's Baumel. B-E-A-U-M-E-L.
I don't do French.
Actually, he was a born in New York of German ancestry, so I don't know how that comes apart. But so there it was. I mean, there were some cool pens. And
And I accumulated a mini collection.
You did?
I did. We when he brought home all the stuff, and the kids and I unloaded all these display cases, and some had to go in the front door, and some had to go in the back door, and some.
Well, it was kind of like the VW bug and like the 30 clowns. Yeah,
it was crazy. Well, because you would put some of the trays of the pens in one of the cases because that was the only way they were going to fit.
Yeah, that was the only way.
And then we started to sort through them, and you know, there's clearly some junk. There was some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. We are. So there was definitely some weird, ugly stuff. There was like some mirror, some dead digital watch, and all sorts of crazy stuff that must have just been tossed in there. But I managed to accumulate an instant collection. Just going to show you the top.
What is that?
Well, you said I could have my pick. So I now have a collection of Parker Vectors. Ta-da!
All right, so we got a blue one with the black clip. What do we got there?
I got a black one, black the silver one, clip. Right. I got a navy blue one with GW Performance 87 Sales and Service Excellence.
Oh, that one.
That's a good one. I have a burgundy. Ta-da! Okay. Pink. Ta-da!
All right, that's cool.
Turquoise with black.
Okay.
So there you go. These were all in there. So I accumulated a little collection. I figured since you were keeping this big-ass stuff, I was going to take five little pens. So there you go. My new instant collection. I am sure that there are other colors of Parker Vectors, and I will slowly start to acquire them.
Is that like the Lamy Safari collection?
I like my Lamy Safaris.
Well, I know. I'm not saying anything against them.
I would hope not. I think it is. Because I can buy 10 of those for what you pay for one of your overlay thingamabob tire pens without the nib.
Oh, my goodness. Ouch, ouch.
You know, so, they're fine little writers. In fact, okay. A couple of them, well, we won't talk about a couple of them. You'll just, you know, make snarky comments about rollerballs, so we'll just say that they're all quite balls. Lovely. Okay.
Honey, whatever you want, you can have.
There you go. I want what's in your pocket.
And that's a nice segue. So, anyway, to roll that up, that was a very long day. It was about a seven hours at the auction, 5 hours in the car with construction, 2.5 holding the dang case on the way home, and thankfully nothing broke.
Yeah, you got lucky.
I packed smart. I learned from the master. So I do have something in my pocket we should talk about.
You do. We thought that this might arrive last week, and it didn't. We were really kind of disappointed. And then, hey, don't be a hater. There's nothing wrong with rollerballs. Chat's all talking about rollerballs now.
Hey, someone's going to be on my side.
Yeah, I suppose. Hey, Paul. Anyway, so this arrived on Saturday, and this came while Brian was gone.
Yeah, so just to torture me. Yeah, she sends me this picture. Oh, I got a pen in the mail today, she says.
Yeah.
So here it is.
The Franklin Christoph.
Long awaited. I'm going to just put the...
It's so pretty in person.
So we've got... Yeah, so this is the O2 Intrinsic in the barrel tapers down on the end here, which is kind of nice. And it has this lovely, lovely blue marble that we picked out. You can kind of see it. It's got a nice clip, black acrylic, and it has a matching blue marble section.
It's really, really pretty.
Which is really pretty, and this is the first one that he's made that has the threads. It's really hard to see. The threads are not here; they're at the end of the section, kind of like the old Vacuumatic Imperials.
It's really kind of a cool place, but it makes it really comfortable.
Yeah, you know, so no matter where you hold your pen, pretty much, you don't have that problem of running into the threads here at the section.
And I always get that groove on my finger. I hate it.
And he's using a larger, I don't know what the term is for it, but he's using a larger thread here, so it's only one big thread instead of a bunch of tiny ones. So it's real nice. It's got the standard number 6 size two-tone Franklin Christoph nib, which are interchangeable. It posts really well.
I was surprised. It's actually a decently big pen, and when I took it out of the box and I unpacked it and I thought, oh, it's kind of big, but it's light.
Yeah.
And so when you can just take the cap off, and it's long enough that it fits comfortably in your hand. But when you post it, it actually is a really good size.
All right. So here's how I hold it. You can kind of see it. That's without the cap, and with the cap, it posts pretty deep. So it's,
yeah, it
only
doesn't
just
stick
a little
way
bit
out.
Yeah, only just a little bit more. It's actually very, very good good balance on it.
Yeah, we were very pleased. I've used it a couple times, and I don't find that it's too big or too chunky or too heavy, which is wonderful. And that blue is just gorgeous.
Yeah, so like all day at work today, I'm doing this.
Ooh, ooh. Did you have work to do?
No, that's all second place. Ooh,
okay.
That's pretty. So, yeah, so really, you know, it's what is it? I think it's 5 7/8 inches long, capped, 6 inches posted, maybe. It's really a nice pen. So, this is, in fact, this got sent to us from Dan. Scott Franklin hasn't even seen this yet.
Yeah.
So it's his own
pen.
That was
kind of fun.
He hasn't even seen it, so I had to send him pictures of it.
Yep.
But it's real nice. It's the O2 Intrinsic model, but instead of having O2 on the back of the cap, and there's no way you're going to see it here, but on the back of the cap right here, right in between Franklin and Christoph, is the letters AP for Anderson Pens. So it's really, really tasteful, really discreet.
Yep. Nothing big. I hate big.
Yeah, no. And we had talked about different ways of putting the name on there, and it's just it's real, real tasteful, real discreet, and that's what it is. I mean, it's a Franklin Christoph pen, first and foremost.
Scott and Jim are great, and the quality is really good. But I was really pleased with the fact that it wasn't big and bulky. It wasn't.
No.
Chunky. It didn't make me feel like I was, you know, writing with a big nightstick or one of those south of the border pencils. Anybody remember those? So
it's lightweight. It's be good for I would imagine for long writing sessions it would be good.
Yeah.
But just to clarify, so if this is the front, exactly 180 degrees around on the back, right in the middle here is where. Right there is where the AP is. It's just a real tiny. You have to look to see it.
We didn't think that you know, we don't feel the need to have our name all over it. The
no.
point is that we got to choose the color of the, we got to choose the blue marble, but we didn't want to lose the fact or hide the fact that it's a Franklin Kristoff. It's gorgeous.
Right. Yeah, and it shimmers a little bit. It's really, you
know, yeah.
I found myself doing this all day. Ooh, you know, rotate it and you can see it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's very pretty.
Cartridge converter. It can be converted to an eyedropper if you wish. But the clip is great too, though, because it doesn't grab your shirt like some clips do. So it's really, really, really good in that regard. It's not going to bust up your shirt.
Yeah. So, yeah. No.
Very pleased with them.
I was impressed with the size because you first take it out and it's like, wow, this thing's long. And then capped, it's good. And yeah. At least one person in the chat remembers South of the Border pencils. They were huge, big, and yeah. So anyway. But that's pretty much what we've been doing. We
should mention nib sizes, extra fine, fine, medium, broad. 1.1 and 1.5 millimeter stubs. Actually, they're italics, but they write like stubs is the definition
of that.
I don't actually have one with me, but 1.1, 1.5 millimeter nibs. And they're also, I mean, they're interchangeable with all the rest of the Franklin Kristoff nibs. So if you have another Franklin Kristoff that has a number 6 size nib, you can swap them out.
Swap them out.
Yeah. So yeah, if you have
one of the... Scott's done a nice job.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have the Matsuyama nibs, those will go in here too. Those are available. You can get those pretty much.
Sorry. Mike does nice work.
He does, yeah.
So now, other than that, school started for me. I'm teaching one night class for 7 weeks, so one down, six more to go. The kids start school next week, so...
Wait, say that again.
Oh.
No, the kids...
Start school next week. Lindsay got her license, she's got a car, so now she can drive herself to work, which we are loving. We've just been working on some stuff around the house, and we've got a bunch of projects in the works, but nothing... It's like everything's, I wouldn't call it on hold, but everything's in a holding pattern, waiting for this, waiting for that. So with, you know, I'm afraid everything's going to kick in at one time.
Oh, it will, definitely.
I know. But Sunday we're working toward finalizing a couple things. And
Yep.
So we'll see. But what that means is we haven't gotten a whole lot up on the site. Bunch of projects. That just always seem to need something, but lots of good stuff, and we've been trying to take advantage of the weather, spend a little bit more time outside. I've gotten a lot of emails from customers and friends who've been saying the same thing, so I think everybody's just trying to take advantage of the time while you can before winter hits. No.
Well, at least it'd be cooler.
Yeah, it was really hot today. Like, perfect tornado weather. It scares me. Well, it is.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything else?
Yeah, we got something else going on. Why don't you...
What do we have?
Well, we got that thing that's going on.
Oh,
that actually...
Yes.
Don't we have, like, 1 week left of this certain thing?
Our write-in contest, baby.
All right.
We are giving away 5 bottles of Organics inks, and what you have to do is you have to mail in, no email, no fax, no phone, you have to email, or you have to snail mail in a drawing or a poem that either has to be about a pen or it has to be pen related. It has to include a pen somewhere in there, and please don't use the word Nantucket.
we did get one, though. I think that did, didn't we?
We did. We've gotten some funny ones. We've gotten some really good ones, some really interesting drawings, some really interesting poems, a couple of really great letters. So it's been really a lot of fun every time we go to the P.O. Box. But mail it in quickly. The contest ends Tuesday, September 3rd.
So I believe you have that's next week.
1 week.
Yep.
International, absolutely. Mail it like
tomorrow.
Right now.
Yep.
One entry per person. Please, you know who you are. And it must be original work. And you can mail that to Anderson Pens, Inc. Giveaway, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Awesome.
And you win 5 cool bottles of ink and have some fun.
Can I enter?
No.
No.
No. But
it should be noted that a winner will be drawn by randoms at random, so it's not based on your artistic talents. We've actually got some stick drawings, and that those are just perfectly acceptable as long as they fit the criteria and they have a pen.
Yep.
So.
In the chat, Tracy is praising you for getting the Zequins notebooks up so quickly. Yes,
welcome.
Chad, you are.
Okay.
Anybody, but you have to send in a poem or a drawing. Yeah, I would write something because I have no artistic talent, but some of the ones we've received...
We got a couple haikus and...
Yeah, we did. Stuff. We had some good stuff. We had some very good stuff. So we're enjoying it a lot. So.
Awesome. And you have some shout-outs this week?
I do. Big shout-out to Martin. He sent us in an entry, and we've been emailing back and forth. A big shout-out to Alan W. He sent me an email, just kind of made my day yesterday when I needed a little perk-me-up. I just hate leaving to go teach. It's, 4 hours at night. All I want to do is just be home.
And you're leaving the guys behind to make food. That's just nice.
Yeah, I'm leaving you and the kids. So I'm afraid that it's just going to be mac and cheese city or delivery pizza or something. So, and I'm going to miss out. But big hugs to Stephanie. She sent us a note. Absolutely, a big, huge shout-out to all of our contest entry senders. You guys have sent in some really fun stuff.
Yep, good stuff.
Yep, and I have one last shout-out to someone who probably will never see it, but a big shout-out to my friend Jackie, who is in the Navy. She is stateside for a couple weeks, and I was Facebook chatting with her, so it was, I had to leave and go... prep for the podcast. And so big shout out to Jack. If you ever see this, I miss you and I love you. So there you go.
Awesome. And, of course, everyone in the chat.
Absolutely. Looks like
and, there's... And I will say hi to Hugh and Carol because Hugh was helping me out with some things this week. So.
Yep. Heard he was giving you a hard time.
He was, but that's all right.
I think
that's what friends are for.
Yep. I think Hugh's got like this cult following. I think we should take a poll.
The episode with Hugh has the second most viewed podcast we've ever done.
Well, dude's drinking Bay State Blue and ragging on us and he's started our little let's sync it up phrase. That's awesome.
All right. Anything else this week?
No, I think that's it. We've still got some prep to do before tomorrow, so lots of things coming up, guys.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Oh, is there something I'm supposed to remember? Because I'm not remembering what tomorrow is, other than it's payday.
No. We have some stuff to do before we go to bed tonight. We're going to match pens and nibs. That's what we're going to do.
I'd rather stay here and chat on the podcast than do what has to be done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you have any comments, suggestions for topics, please use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Or catch us online at Let's Get Inky.
Email is Brian at AndersonPens.net.
I like the other one better. Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
If I make that email address, we're going to get email.
That'd be awesome.
No, it wouldn't. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Facebook is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is blog.andersonpens.net, which, of course, you know because you're watching it on this.
And the website is andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. If you like our podcast, like us, as they say. How do you say that?
If you like this, like this.
If you like this, like this. thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week and get your contest entries in. So have a good night, everyone. We'll see you later.
Bye, guys.